Since September 11th, President Bush's handling of foreign policy has been all but unchallenged at home. Democrats and Republicans usually have had nothing but praise for the war on terrorism. But that's changing. Both conservatives and liberals have begun criticizing other aspects of the president's foreign policy, in particular, his handling of the Middle East. Today, both the House and Senate will vote on pro-Israel resolutions that the White House originally had asked them to defer. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on how foreign policy suddenly has gotten bumpier for President Bush.
All of a sudden, the president whose handling of the war in Afghanistan had silenced all domestic criticism is hearing a lot of it from his opponents and his friends. Republicans and Democrats both complain that as the Middle East crisis has intensified, the president's policy has become increasingly incoherent, indecisive, and too tough on Israel. At a conservative foreign policy debate this week in Washington, there was agreement that the president had been humiliated when Ariel Sharon defied his demands to withdraw from the West Bank. Frank Gaffney, a former Reagan defense official, blamed the president for that.
The president ought to take some responsibility for having put himself in a position to be embarrassed. I think if the president is going to tell somebody, just as I would argue, Neville Chamberlain told the Czechs, you are going to do this. He better be counting on the guy folding. He's not dealing with a guy who thinks that the right thing to do for his country is fold. In fact, Ariel Sharon said, we're not going to be treated like Czechoslovakia.
Democrats, too, are criticizing the president on foreign policy after they had all but declared that subject off limits after 9/11. And it's not just the Middle East. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle suggested that the war on terrorism wouldn't be a success unless Osama bin Laden was captured. After the White House failed to condemn the overthrow of the democratically elected government of Venezuela, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman, Joseph Biden, called the administration performance inept. And at a recent gathering of Democrats in Florida, North Carolina Senator John Edwards, a potential presidential candidate, took aim at Mr. Bush's greatest triumph, the war in Afghanistan itself.
We've gone in, we've gotten rid of the Taliban, we've won the war there, but we've kept the peacekeeping force, the international peacekeeping force, to 4,500 troops right around Kabul. And while that's happening, the rest of the country is going right back to chaos. This is an enormous mistake. Mr. President, do not win the war and lose the victory.
At the same gathering, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, another possible candidate, criticized the president for waiting so long to become involved in the Middle East.
The Bible tells us, blessed are the peacemakers. But for 14 months, this administration was unwilling to take that responsibility to heart. A great nation like ours should never be dragged, kicking and resisting, to the task of finding peace.
And Joe Lieberman, who was on the ticket in 2000, declared that the U.S. and Israel were on the same side in the fight against terror, and he criticized Mr. Bush for failing to recognize that.
The Bush administration has publicly and persistently pressured Israel not to do exactly what we have rightly done to fight the terrorists who struck us on September 11th. In pursuing this policy, the president risks losing the high ground, the moral high ground, and compromising our own war on terrorism.
But this is precisely the critique that the president is hearing from the right. So while the complaints are coming from both ends of the ideological spectrum, there is not yet a democratic alternative on the Middle East. Michael O'Hanlon, a foreign policy expert at the Brookings Institution, gives the Democrats credit for ignoring Republican warnings that called any criticism of the president unpatriotic. But O'Hanlon says the Democrats' attacks are still more show than substance.
It's true that it has showed some political courage for the Democrats to at least engage in the debate. Where they haven't yet shown a great deal of foresight, in my opinion, or a great deal of courage, is to actually propose bold alternatives where they could be criticized. I think they're just starting to get their sea legs. At most, they're engaging in the debate, and that's healthy for the country. But they haven't yet put forth a vision that's going to either advance the substantive debate or help their own political cause much.
It's easy, O'Hanlon says, for the Democrats to stand up for Israel. Jewish voters are one of the party's core constituencies. But it's harder and more complicated to offer a detailed vision of what a final peace settlement in the region might look like, one that deals with the difficult concessions both Israel and the Palestinians will have to make. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.